Ahead of this weekend's general election, Turkish forces yesterday shelled Kurdish positions in northern Iraq. The barrage of about 100 shells followed the killing of three Turkish soldiers when their vehicle hit a rebel landmine. Turkey expert at Chatham House, Fadi Hakura, told us the violence could lead to wider conflict.
Throughout this year, the PKK, or Kurdish Workers' Party, a Kurdish militant separatist group, which has bases in the Kandil Mountains of northern Iraq, that is the Iraqi Kurdistan region, has been conducting a violent campaign inside Turkey. And thus far, over 200 people have been killed this year, including over 70 Turkish soldiers. If the violence continues to escalate, then the chances for a wider conflict could become more feasible. For instance, this could mean a large cross-border military incursion by Turkish troops into northern Iraq. The Turkish government has tried to put enormous amounts of pressure on both the Iraqi government, the United States, and including indirectly the Iraqi Kurdish authorities to take some effective measures against the PKK. Thus far, the actions taken from the Turkish point of view have been unsatisfactory. PKK violence has continued, and one can say it is escalating.